94.5.
Ed, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Clay Center. Rob Austin with you. We are set for a triangular for volleyball in D2, and what a matchup we have for you tonight from Clay Center. The Wildcats, ranked number one in D2, will host number four, Giltner. The Hornets off to a great start, as well as Clay Center. We'll kind of break down their records here in a second. We're also going to see the Shickley Longhorns in action tonight in a classic D2 matchup. And we've got a great one to get things started. We're not going to waste any time. It's going to be number one versus number four in the first game of this triangular. It'll be the Giltner Hornets taking on the Clay Center Wildcats. In just a little bit from Clay Center, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball Game of the Week on The Breeze 94.5.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Welcome back to Clay Center. Rob Austin with you on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings. Glad to have you with us for this classic volleyball matchup, and there's a lot of great things going on here tonight at Clay Center. One, this is Clay Center's last season in the gym that they are currently in right now. They're going to be merging with Sandy Creek next year, so it'll be a whole different look, a whole different location for Clay Center, and they would certainly like to go out in a on a very positive note. And folks, let me tell you, they are off to the most positive start that they can absolutely be on. They are off to a 15-0 start. So Clay Center, perfect on the year, and they have played some quality teams from C1 to C2, D1, and they have just ran the entire gauntlet, and they have done so. They have actually only lost 3 sets their entire season. So Clay Center, to say anything about them not deserving to be number one in D2, boy, you're dead wrong, because Clay Center at 15-0 has dominated the competition. But tonight, they're going to meet perhaps their fiercest competition in the Giltner Hornets. Giltner comes into the contest with a stunning 13-2 record. And when you consider the fact that they started the season at 3-2 and have now won 10 in a row, Giltner is on fire under head coach Kurt Polk. Let me tell you, the Hornets are definitely a team for real. They had a tough start, and they lost. Indeed, both the games that they lost, both matches they lost, were against D1 opponents. Exeter Milligan, now 11-3. Palmer, they lost to, and they are 14-2. So they played some quality competition as well, and here goes Giltner now on a 10-run streak, and they have only lost 2 sets in their last 10 matches. So Giltner has definitely put together an extremely positive streak, and they are looking very solid, and they look to be the run to give Clay Center the run at their money. Some of the top hitters for Clay Center, when they started out this season, they had but one goal. They wanted to make this their last season in this gymnasium. It's a wood floor gymnasium, wood stands, brick building, beautiful looking facility. However, it'll be their last year, and they want to go out on top. And again, they are well on their way to doing that with this fantastic start. But one of the big reasons that they are here actually three big reasons why they're here. Abby Sorensen, she is a senior All-State outside hitter. Absolutely a fantastic player. We will be hearing from Abby Sorensen a lot tonight. She is a 5'11 senior, and on the outside, she can totally dominate. We'll be throwing some numbers at you here in a little bit. Also expect to hear a lot from the other outside hitter, Sierra Tompkins, and Jill Boxa as well. Jill Boxa, as a setter, has done phenomenal things for Clay Center. She can put that ball in the right place and is not afraid to go up to the net and take it herself. So look for those three names and those three seniors to be stepping up tonight and providing some big power for Clay Center. This is a big obstacle coming their way in the form of Giltner tonight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will further divulge some of the intricacies of tonight's triangular, the first matchup, just about 6 minutes away. We've got Giltner and Clay Center on the court warming up. They're not going to waste any time. Usually you typically see these matchups in the third match of the night, and for whatever reason, they wanted to come out firing. They wanted to come out quick, and it'll be Giltner and Clay Center, number one versus number four, to get things started tonight. Can't wait to get it going. It's going to be a great, great volleyball matchup, and we'll break it all down for you here in a little bit. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze and the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. We're back right after this.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Clay Center sports teams, athletes, and coaches. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center in the area and still eager to serve your farm and town properties and other insurance needs. Over 100 years of providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company in Clay Center. For your nearest agent, call 800-762-3860. Congratulations on a great season to the Clay Center Wildcats from the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
A Sit and Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday and Friday night. Also every Wednesday, Sit and Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sit and Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQ-FM. .com. As always, we are streaming live on the internet, KLIQFM.com. So if you got someone that's out of the area or you happen to get home and can't pick it up on the radio, you can certainly pick it up online. Let some people know who are out of state, out of the area. They'd love to hear what's going on here at Clay Center tonight. The Giltner Hornets certainly bring a lot of fans to the auditorium, the gymnasium as well, and it is going to be a packed night. I mean, it's not every day you get, two-thirds of the way through the season, and you get this matchup between number one and number four. It has just developed into that, and it is just going to be a fantastic game. So, again, you can catch it online at KLIQFM.com. Okay, we're going to kind of take a look at some of the numbers. We got just a few statistics from both of these squads, and quite impressive all the way around. Taking a look at the Hornets, their top server is going to be, let's take a quick peek here, it's going to be Danielle Hastings. Danielle Hastings is also the setter. She's got 90% accuracy on her serves. She has 283 assists for the Hornets, so she is the anchor of that Hornet ball club. And Kurt Polk will certainly be relying upon Danielle Hastings to come up big tonight. They run Giltner runs a 5-1 offense, but they do not use the services of a libero. They start their six, they play their six, and then they'll rotate in as the situation dictates. But without a strong libero, Giltner opts to go without it and keep their starting six in the rotation and play them all in those rotations because they are all pretty solid at that. At the net for the Hornets, and they will be called upon very, very frequently. It is going to be the task of Chelsea White. Chelsea White is a 5'11 senior for the Hornets. She is the team's leading blocker, and she is going to have her hands full of Abby Sorensen tonight for Clay Center. We're going to take another break, and we'll come back and we'll take a look at Clay Center's hot shots. right after this. We've got about 2 minutes before first serve from Clay Center. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball Game of the Week, a triangular from Clay Center on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire Complete Comfort System, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration, Clay Center. Call 402-462-3738 or 402-469-6939.
The Breeze.
Breeze 94.5, KLIQFM.com. It's Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only. No worries. GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. Got a great matchup tonight. And again, we're going to get this started off with the two of the top teams in the area. You cannot knock it. You've got the Giltner Hornets coming into the contest tonight, 13-2 under head coach Kurt Folt. And you've got the 15-0 Clay Center ball club under the head coach of Julie Studnick. Julie Studnick has been here for 15 years and has built this team up from scratch, and boy, they are scratching out a fantastic season for the Wildcats this year. Again, 15-0 and against some pretty solid clubs all the way around, so it has been a joy to be checking out the results every week and checking the schedules to see how well Clay Center has done, and now all of a sudden we have this clash of titans, if you will, between the Giltner Hornets and the Clay Center Volleyball Club. They're the Wildcats looking mighty good getting started here in the warm-up. We're going to see what the action is going to be as far as team introductions before we get into our starting lineup. In fact, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with our new Tech Seed starting lineup. Stay with us at High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Good luck to all the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and from noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop in and see Steve, Jeremy, and Anita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Central in Clay Center. Have a great season, Wildcats, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Clay Center. Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5. Here's your starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech, the proud sponsors of KLIQ Volleyball in the Breeze, and our starting lineup. First off, for the Giltner Hornets, on the right side, we're going to get Haley Most. Haley Most is a 5'6 junior. Also on the opposite sides are going to be Molly Ocker. Molly Ocker is a 5'9 senior. In the middle will be Chelsea White, 5'11 senior, and Anna Williams in the middle as well. She's a 5'9 senior. Lisa Lockman will be on the left side. She's a 5'7 senior, and the setter is Danielle Hastings. She's a 5'6 junior. Head coach, Kurt Foltz. For the Clay Center Wildcats, on the outside, Sierra Tompkins, she's a 5'10 senior. Here's the hard-hitting Abby Sorensen, also on the outside. She's a 5'11 senior. In the middle, we're going to have on the right side, Brianna Bailey is going to get the start tonight. She's a 5'4 junior. On the right side, Rayvon Hudson is a 5'6 senior. Dylan Woodbury is a setter at 5'5, a sophomore, and Daniel Sock, the libero, a 5'6 sophomore as well. That's your starting lineups, brought to you by New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. All right, we are just about ready to get underway. We've got some solid volleyball coming your way. Can't wait to get to it, because this is the main event right here, folks, to get things started off. We've got the Gildner Hornets, ranked number 4 in class D1, and we've got our D2, rather, and we've got the number 1 team in D2, the Clay Center Wildcats, at home with a lot on the line, a perfect record, 15-0. It would appear that Gildner has won the serve. Both squads are getting started. Both girls wearing, both squads wearing black. Clay Center will have the red shoulders and their black bottom of their shirt and their shorts. Giltner all in black. The girls shake hands at the net. They'll rally around the circle, and they'll be all set to get things going. What a great way to get a triangular start and a perfect schedule for our game of the week here on the Breeze. And Giltner has won the serve, and they will send to the line Molly Ocker. Molly Ocker is a 5'9 senior, and she'll get the starting duties once we get moving here. Right now, Clay Center working on their rotation, currently 4 deep, and they're waiting to rotate their libero in. And in comes Dylan Woodbury. Woodbury will assume that position, and the Clay Center Wildcats will start off the match 4 deep to handle the service from Molly Ocker. As we are just about underway, first serve, ready to go, off and running. Ocker gets it going, picked up nicely by Sorensen. Sorensen's going to dink it over, and Wildcats on top. Right away with a quick 1-0, a very quick return, very quick setup, and going to work right away, Abby Sorensen, to get the Wildcats off to a quick lead. Service comes over, it's thrown in. Ravon Hudson will send over the ace. And quick as that, Clay Center up 2-0 off the ace from Ravon Hudson, a 5'6 senior, winding up again with a 2-0 lead for the Wildcats. Schneiden sent over, picked up, set over on the left side, hammered in. Lisa Lockman goes to the ground and gets the big kill to get things started. Lockman winds up on that left side, and she just wound it up and then slammed it home and got the point, and Giltner on the board. Down by 1 to the line, Anna Williams, a 5'9 senior, sends it across. It's going to be handled by the Wildcats on the left side now, working tough angle, but going to get it in. It's going to be a solid shot. Nope. Yep. Point's going to go to Clay Center. All over with Brianna Bailey. So Clay Center will get the service back, have a 2-point lead. To the line comes Jill Baxa. She's the setter, a 5'6 senior, and Baxa. Box are ready to go. Kurt Polt now talking to the referee about what side of the net that ball, or what side of the out-of-bounds arrow that ball went over. And a little confusion with the back judge, trying to make sure if Clay Center are doing what they're doing. And they're kind of conferring now to see what side of the net that ball went over. We may get a reversal here. Not sure, as Giltner rallies together to talk about it. Referee and the side judge still talking about it. I think we're going to keep it as it is. That is indeed the case. So back to serve, Jill Baxa with a 3-1 Clay Center Wildcat lead. Service is up at the low one. Into the net it goes. And Giltner will pick up the serve down by one. 3-2 ball game. Back to the service line, Danielle Hastings, the 5'6 senior. Three steps deep over on the right third. Winds up, pops it over. It's over to the right side. It's going to be picked up by the Wildcats. Now working the right side. Hard shot. Kill comes down. Abby Sorensen on that right side just absolutely wound up and popped that baby down and gets the point. It's a 4-2 Clay Center lead. Clay Center out to serve. Jump serve from Sorensen. It's on the mark. Covered by the Hornets on the left side. Wildcats working from right to left now on the right side. Shot goes down. Another big kill. This one by Brianna Bailey. And Bailey racks up the score now to 5-2. It's a 3-point Wildcat lead. Sorensen has a very powerful jump serve. She's on the far right side of the service line, and she's back almost as far as she can go. She'll come up, jump, slap it over. It's a knuckleball, and we got a whistle. And I see somebody out of position for Giltner. That is indeed the case. So the score now, 6-2. It's a 4-point Clay Center lead here in the first set. Sorensen runs up, smacks it over. It's a low one, barely covered, dug out of bounds. Give an ace to Abby Sorensen. And it's a 7-2 lead. Kurt Pohl wants a timeout to talk about it. We'll take a 30-second break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
There's a new professional carpet cleaner in Giltner. If you need that professional touch in Grand Island, Hastings, or the surrounding areas, call E&E Carpet Cleaning at 402-849-2556 or visit them online at enecarpetcleaning.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday and Friday night. Also every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Volleyball action back in Clay Center. Rob Austin with you. Abby Sorensen now serving for the Wildcats. One more time. She's racked up. Good point. And out of bounds it goes. Too deep from Abby Sorensen. So Giltner will get it back. Down by 4-7-3. To the line they'll send Lisa Lockman. She's a 5'7 senior. She'll wind up, slap it over. Good shot. Picked up. Nice set by the Wildcats, hammered down by Sierra Tompkins. Tompkins will pick up the kill and get the serve right back for Clay Center. Now up 8-3. It's a 5-point lead for the Wildcats. Back to serve is Tompkins. It's going to be out of bounds. And Giltner will get it back right away. Lead cut in half now, 8-4. Back to serve, Chelsea White. Into the net from White, and Giltner will turn it back over again. Clay Center back with a 5-point lead. Back to serve will be Vanessa Ponder. Ponder's going to send this one sailing. Out of bounds it goes, and Giltner will get the service right back. Cuts the lead now to 4. It's a 9-5 Wildcat lead. Back to serve for Giltner, Abby Priestler. A 5'8 freshman getting some good starting time, playing time for the Hornets. This one's going to sail out of bounds also, so back and forth it goes. Service errors proving costly for both squads. Got a rotation now for Giltner to the bench. Sierra Tompkins in to serve will be Brittany Vake. Vake is a 5'8 junior. She'll handle the service duties on the right side with a 5-point lead for Clay Center. At the net, the return couldn't go, and the Hornets will come up empty. And Clay Center will extend their lead now to 6, up 11-5. Brittany Vink, one more time, sends it over. This one's handled by the Hornets. Good set, working the left side. Solid shot down, knocked out of bounds by Anna Williams. Clay Center streak continues. It's a 7-point lead. Vink, one more time, spins it over. It's picked up by the Hornets. Working that left side one more time. This time it's going to drop in. Solid shot. Good kill by Anna Williams. Williams finally got a hold of one. And makes it a 6-12 first set. Back to serve will be Molly Ocker again in the rotation. Ocker from the left side. Two steps forward. Smacks it over. It's going to be covered by the Wildcats. Good set by Jill Boxa. Sets up perfectly on the outside. Abby Sorensen was there. Sorensen picks up another kill. Clay Center will get the service back and extend their lead now. It's 13-6. back to serve Ravon Hudson. As we've come around all rotations now, good coverage now on that serve by the Hornets, working the left side out of position. Good shot, but it's just going to be a little too deep from Lisa Lockman. Lockman will send it out. We're going to get another Giltner timeout. We'll take a break as well. 14-6 in the first set. Clay Center Wildcats on top. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. By the Wildcats. Sorensen was there. It's going to be pushed over, and the Hornets will pick up the free ball as they dodge a bullet. The Wildcats do, and then hammering down the left side. Lisa Lockman comes up big off the block, gets it to drop, and gets the point back for Giltner. Lead now cut in half, 14-7 to serve Anna Williams. Williams works the left side. She'll step up, pop it over. It's going to be a short right one picked up by the Wildcats. Sorensen comes down and comes up big with another kill. Sorensen. Three big kills on the night so far. It's 15-7. Clay Center up on top. Back to serve for the Wildcats. Jill Boxa, the 5'6 senior on the right side. Lines up, steps up, pops it over. Hornets there to cover. Good coverage, good set by Danielle Hastings. Hammering on the left side. This time's going to be too much from Chelsea White. Wildcats will get it back along with a 16-7 lead. Service one more time from Box. That's going to be covered. Hastings steps up on the left side. Going to be dinked over and unable to play it on the Wildcats. Good thinking by Lisa Lockman to make the tap and get it over. Haley Most will head to the bench. Back in the ballgame, Abby Priestler, the 5'8 freshman, back in that front row to serve for Giltner. It's 16-8. So Giltner gets it back. It was service from Danielle Hastings. Working now, the Wildcats make a good save. They'll send the free ball over from Sorensen. She'll wind up from the second row, pop it over. Hornets pick it up now in the middle. Down into the block. Was there a touch on it? No. Out of bounds it goes. Hard hit from Lisa Lockman, but it goes out of bounds. Score now. The score. Clay Center service is picked up. It's going to be bumped over by the Hornets, setting up now on the middle. Hammered down, just out of bounds. Too much from Vanessa Ponder. Out of bounds. Giltner will pick up the point. It's now a 17-9 ball game. Giltner battling back, down by 8. Service from Lockman. Lisa Lockman puts it over. Wildcats there to cover. Sorensen from the back row. She'll bring it in. Just out of bounds it goes. Sorensen deadly from that back row typically. And this time just a little bit too deep. 17-10, the score. Service continues from Lisa Lockman. She's toeing the left line. Steps up, pops it over. Hard shot, too hard. Out of bounds it goes. Lockman makes the turnover. And it's 18-10. Clay Center back on top. Got a rotation now coming in for the Lady Cats. Back to serve now is Brianna Bailey. Sierra Tompkin back in the ballgame. Service is handled by the Hornets from the middle in the back. Good touch on that back row by Brianna Bailey. Second row spike one more time and still too deep. Abby Sorensen still trying to find her touch. Can't get it. Knocks it out of bounds. It's a 7-point lead for the Wildcats. Back in the ballgame, Ravon Hudson to the bench. Jamie Boxstock. Services up. Chelsea White drops it over. Wildcats working the left side. Hard shot, partially blocked. Good spot. Sierra Tompkin comes up big. Picks up her second kill of the night as she just found that spot in the floor. Blew right past the blockers and drops it in. 19-11 is our score. Service up. Wildcats work it. Good set by Hastings. It's going to be returned. Free ball for the Wildcats. Now working the right side. Out of position was Ravon Hudson. She'll make the scramble, get it pushed over, and the Wildcats will reload from the Hornet. Free ball. Tompkin gets it over. It's going to be covered by the Hornets. Hard shot. Good bump. Almost out of bounds. Good coverage. It'll be a free ball. Sorensen will just push it over for the Wildcats. Now in the middle. One more time. Solid shot. Sorensen there for the save to keep it going for the Wildcats. Here come the Hornets now. Work on the right side. Tough service. Just at the net. Too much Abby Priestler got just enough of a touch on it to drop it over, and she'll get the point for Gildner. 19-12 is our score. Back to serve will be Abby Priestler, the 5'8 freshman. She'll wind up, smack it over, floats one over. It's going to be picked up by Sorensen. Good set now on the right side. Hammered down, but covered. Sierra Tompkins got a hold of it, but it was covered by the Hornets. Good play. Battle at the net, in the net. Go the Hornets. Is that the call? We're going to replay it. Both squads into the net it goes, so we'll replay it. Giltner will get the service one more time. No point awarded. Still 19-12. Priestler steps forward. She'll knuckle one over. It's going to be picked up nicely by Sierra Tompkins. Good set. Sorensen from the back row gets a good drop, but the Hornets were there to cover it. Good job by Lisa Lockman. The service, however, on the pass goes into the net. Clay Center will get the service and pick up a 20-12 lead. First set winding down. Wildcats on top by 8. Back to serve, Brittany Vake. She'll make it. Pass goes up from Hastings. Knocked out of bounds in the middle. Did we get a touch from Molly Ocker? No, they say. Or did they? Molly Ocker wanted a touch. She didn't get it. Giltner will lose the point. 21-12 at the 9-point Wildcat lead. Substitution now coming into the ballgame for the Clay Center Wildcats. Danielle Sock to the bench. Ravon Hudson. Service continues from Brittany Vake. Her shot is a hard one. It's over. Right at the net. It's going to be a good set. And now just under the net was Danielle Hastings. She made a good effort to get to that, but she passed underneath the net. And it's a 22-12 ball game. Hard serve. Going to call it an 8. From Brittany Vake, she finds the hot spot. It's 23-12. This serve into the net. And Gildner will finally get it back after losing 4 points in a row. 23-13, the score. Back to serve for the Hornets. Molly Ocker, she'll find the hot spot right on the line. No, just out of bounds, the call. And at the costly turnover is now we've got set points at 24-13. Wildcats looking to put it away. Ravon Hudson will come in to serve for the Wildcats. Crowd getting into it. She'll float one over. It's going to be covered. Good handle by Molly Ocker. Set goes over from Hastings. It'll be bumped by Lisa Lockman. Here come the Wildcats loading up on the left side. Sorensen goes down, gets it, and the Hornets can't handle it. Sorensen picks up her fourth kill to put the game away, 25-13, and we'll have our second set coming your way. Hang on for your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It'll all be coming up next. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Clay Center Triangular. Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Mid-Set Break, brought to you by Allens. You can get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allens, proud sponsor of our Mid-Set Break. So Clay Center making it look easy to get the first set put away quickly, 25-13, and they did it under the dominance of Abby Sorensen, who picks up four big kills. But I got to tell you, some very key setting going on for Clay Center. Dylan Woodbury made some fantastic passes inside there to make things happen for Clay Center, and they'll rack up a good lead on that one. Actually, it was Brooke Yates who was doing a lot of the, what you get for looking at the wrong team when we get started here. But Giltner hung in there. They got kills from Anna Williams and Lisa Lockman, but they were too few to get going. Four by Abby Sorensen, two kills by Sierra Tompkin. Brianna Bailey gets a kill. Two aces also. Three aces, rather, for Clay Center. Second set underway, coming back. Right at the net to get things started. Giltner comes out on top. Giltner picks up a quick lead, and it was a hard shot on the right side that got it to him. Credit Molly Ocker with the kill. She'll get the service. It's too hot to handle, and then just thrown out of bounds, winding up with Dylan Woodbury, and she just sent that ball flying for the Hornets. And those are costly points to give up. You can't just slug at the ball from the back row. It's a 2-0 Giltner lead. Good start for the Hornets. Molly Ocker sends it over. This one's going to go into the crowd. No one's going to get to it. Ace service for Molly Ocker. Her first ace on the night, and she's got a solid touch and a three-point lead for Giltner. One more time, she'll rack it up. Now, this one's going to sail out of bounds. And Central, or Clay Center, rather, will get right back in the ball game. Back to serve now is Ravon Hudson. Her shot is picked up by the Hornets now on the left side. Good slam, quickly brought down, and the Wildcats won't be able to get to it. Lisa Lockman had a lock on that ball. That makes it a 4-1 second set. Giltner doing exactly what they needed to do to get things back into the win column for them. Anna Williams now, the 5'9 senior, will handle the service for the Hornets. Her shot is over, picked up by Sorensen, and now brought over quick by Tompkin. Tompkin, one more time, will get this one. She'll make the set right at the net, dinked over, picked up by the Hornets. In the middle now, sent over real quick. Chelsea White didn't put any play on it at all. Tried to get it to go in, couldn't get it. The Hornets will turn it over. It'll be a 4-2 ball game. Clay Center digging their way back now. Back to the service line. Jill Boxa, she'll get it, send it over. It's going to be picked up. Hastings works to the left side, and then in the middle comes up Lisa Lockman with another big kill. Lockman picks up her third kill of the night. Giltner extends their lead now to 5-2, and more importantly, they'll get the service back. Hastings now, Danielle Hastings, back to serve. She'll punch it over. Knuckleball picked up by Tompkin. I'm sorry, Haley Most. Check that. Sierra Tompkin gets it, and it's going to go down. Point will go to Giltner with a four-point lead now, 6-2. Hot hand from Danielle Hastings. She'll wind up, pop it over. Drifts in. It's going to be played by the Wildcats. Pushed over and into the net. Another miscue. Brianna Bailey makes the error. We're going to get a timeout from Clay Center and Coach Julie Studnicka. 7-2 is our score. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more volleyball from Clay Center. Rob Austin with you on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner Hornets turning it around against Clay Center, up by 5-7-2. Back to serve. It's Danielle Hastings. It's going to be picked up by the Hornets. Sorensen now on the right side. She'll wind up, bring it right down the line and in. Sorensen just winds up and picks up a tough kill as Clay Center battles back down still by 4. Sorensen jump serve, gets it in. It's going to be picked up. Hard to handle. Giltner's going to have to send it over for a free ball. It's going to be picked up, loaded up now on the left side. Thompson goes. And it's going to be handled by the Hornets. They'll send it back. Free ball one more time. Thompson on the right side trying to find the open spot was Brianna Bailey. She can't do it. Hornets come back. Battle at the net. Good save by the Wildcats. Pushed over to the backcourt. Smart play by Jill Boxa. Boxa now will put it up. One more time. Here comes Boxa. She'll get the give and go. She'll send it flying, and out of bounds it goes. Not touched. Giltner stretches the lead now. 8-3. Back to serve for the Hornets. Lisa Lockman, 5'7 senior, on the left side. Toes the line, sends it in the net. Can't get the break. Can't get the roll. And Giltner will give it away as Clay Center cuts the lead in half. Back in the ballgame for the Wildcats, Ravon Hudson. Back to serve, Brianna Bailey. Bailey gets it going. It's going to be picked up by the Hornets now. In the middle, hard shot to right into the net from Lisa Lockman. Lockman couldn't get it to go. And Clay Center battles back, now down by 3. Good service from Brianna Bailey. Bailey winds up, sends it over, floats one in. It's going to be covered and bumped over real quick, but covered. Chelsea White thought she had the spot, didn't do it. Tompkin now loads up on the left side, gets it to go. And Tompkin has got Clay Center now down by 2, 8-6. They battle back. They were down 7-2 and have now battled back, trailing by 2. Shot punched over, picked up by Giltner, then dinked over but out of bounds from Chelsea White. And now it's a one-point second set as Clay Center battles to turn it around. Now down by 1. Bailey toes the line, gets the go-ahead. She'll send it over. It's a hard shot picked up by the Hornets right at the net. Perfect feed, blocked by the Hornets, but out of bounds it goes. And Clay Center has tied this match up at 8. We've got a timeout from Kurt Bolt as the tide has turned for the Hornets. We'll stay with you on this one. Tied up, 8 apiece. Clay Center was down by as many as 5 on a couple of occasions and then started to battle their way back, picking up 5 straight points to tie up the match at 8. Clay Center took the first set pretty handily, 25-13. Giltner came out hot, got a good lead here in the second set, and couldn't hang on to it. So that's where we stand right now, tied up at 8. Good service now from Brianna Bailey at 5-4, the junior, getting it done for the Wildcats, who can try to lead this set for the first time. Floats one over way out of bounds, a knuckleballer. And Clay Center will have to wait to get the lead. Hornets on the service. Hard shot by Chelsea White, and it'll be a free ball sent back by the Wildcats. Set goes up from Hastings on the left side. Hard shot goes down. Molly Ocker went up to get it into the net and right back to her. They're going to get it for a double hit on that. And that'll tie the score back up at 9 apiece to the line. Vanessa Ponder. Ponder sends a hard one over. Hornets there to cover it now. Working in the middle one more time. Ocker goes down. It's going to be covered by the Wildcat. Diving effort. Hornets doing everything they can to keep this in play. Tompkin now sends it over. Her shot's going to be covered by Ocker. In the middle now. Blocked at the net. No call in the net. Anna Williams went up there and was rejected. Ball still alive now as the Hornets set back in defense. Good cover. Picked up now in the middle one more time. Anna Williams sets it going. Wildcats there to handle. Tompkin drops it over. It's picked up by Hastings and the Hornets on the left side. Ocker will get the drop to Tompkin now for the Wildcats. Quickly pushed over right in the middle. Good read by Jill Boxa to get Clay Center the lead for the first time tonight. It's a 10-9 Wildcat lead. Vanessa Ponder handles the long rally off a good serve and 3 deep are the Hornets. Ponder's shot goes over. It drops over. Ocker's there to cover it to Hastings. Ocker tries to punch it over on the left side. Can't get it. Into the net it goes. And now it's a 2-point Clay Center lead, 11-9. Knuckle shot goes over. Picked up by Lisa Lockman now. Ocker sends it across. Picked up by the Wildcats. Tompkin now sends it over. Partially blocked. Nice touch by Donyell Hastings and Abby Priestler, but they couldn't do anything with it. And the Wildcats now extend their lead 12-9. Vanessa Ponder has put together some solid serves and has gotten some great help from her teammates as well. Ocker handles it now, punched over. Tompkin comes across. Her shot partially blocked. Running effort for the Hornets to get it. They'll have to send it over the free ball. They're not going to get it. Out of bounds it goes. Good play. Good hustle by the Hornets. But it's the Wildcats picking up the point. 13-9. We've got a timeout on the court from Gilder. We'll take a break as well. 13-9 is our score in the second set. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to high school volleyball. Rob Osmond with you. It's the first game of a triangular. The number one ranked Center Wildcats and the number four ranked Gildner Hornets. Top of D2 action here. We've got Shickley to be thrown into the mix next. Gildner and Shickley will do battle in our next match coming up. Right now, Wildcats on a good little streak from Vanessa Ponder at the service line. She'll send it over. It's going to be picked up by Ocker to Hastings, back to Ocker. Ocker gets it to go and drops it in. Hard kill. Ocker picks up her second kill of the set and makes it a 13-10 ball game. Still in favor now of the Wildcats. Back to serve. Abby Priestler gets it to go. Her shot's going to be picked up now on the left side and just out of bounds from Jamie Boxa. And the Wildcats will lose the service. Lead now cut to two for Clay Center as Gildner battles back. Abby Priestler to serve for Gildner. Her knuckleball shot is picked up by Sorensen. Tompkin now gets it to go. Her shot's going to be covered nicely by Chelsea White. And here come the Hornets trying to reload. Hard shot fielded by the Wildcats in the second row. Diving effort on the right side for the Hornets. Chelsea White goes to the floor. She's up. Her shot now comes over by Anna Williams. She'll get the shot and the point. As Gildner tries to battle back now, down by one, they could tie it up with a good serve from Addie Priestler, the 5'8 freshman. Steps into it, lets it go. It's a hard shot. Sorensen's there to cover. Good shot, open play. Jill Box just has a nice touch on the ball and gets it back for Clay Center, who extends their lead now to 2-14-12. Brittany Vake to the service line for the Wildcats. She'll step up, pop it over. Diving effort by Chelsea White, but the return goes out of bounds, and the point extends. The lead extends to 3 for the Wildcats. Two aces in a row for the Wildcats now, making a 16-12 ball game. And I tell you, Brittany Vake as the hot hand for the Wildcats at the net. Hard shot by Anna Williams. Hornets now trying to set up in the middle. Good shot, good effort. And Anna Williams took the shot and got it right back and sends it across. It's a 16-13 ball game. Gildner hanging in there, trying to break that streak. They do so. They'll send Molly Ocker, a 5'9 senior, to the line on the left side for the right side for the Hornets. She'll tow it, send it over. It's going to be covered. Sorensen lets it go, and then she just put everything she had into that one. Wow. Abby Sorensen now, 6 kills on the night. And that was a huge one as she came across the court and makes it a 17-13 ball game in favor of the Wildcats. Ravon Hudson with the service now picked up and brought down quickly by the Hornets. Lisa Lockman was there. Lockman gets the kill, her second of the set. And it's 17-14. Gildner battling back. Anna Williams to serve for the Hornets. T- takes the sign from Coach Kurt Polk. She'll send it over, look for the empty spot. It's going to be covered by Brianna Bailey, and then brought down on the right side, Abby Sorensen. Thunders one down and makes it a 4-point Clay Center lead. Julie Studnick, I think, is going to get some rotation in here. Coach does exactly that. Danielle Sock will come back in to the bench. Vanessa Ponder, who did a great job at the service line. Jill Box is there now for Clay Center. She'll step up, walk it in. Hard shot's going to be picked up. Hornets there to cover in the middle. Punched over, but into the net from Lisa Lockman. And it's a 19-14 ball game. It's a 5-point Wildcat lead. Jill Box to the 5'6 senior. Walks it up, pops it over. Hard shot going down to get it was Molly Ocker. On the left side, Chelsea White makes the hammer. The return from the Wildcats. The battle at the net is going to be tipped over by Abby Sorensen. And thanks to Sorensen, now we've got a 6-point Wildcat lead as the hot service from Jill Boxer continues. She'll walk it up, pop it over. Hard shot going down to get an 8 serve. Jill Boxer picks up an 8 serve, and Clay Center now has quickly made it a 21-14 lead here in the second set. Wildcats took the first set rather handily. Service goes out of bounds from Boxer, and her streak comes to an end. 21-15. Back to serve Danielle Hastings now for the Hornets, who started out with a good 5-point lead, now trail by 6. Shot is over. It's going to go out of bounds. Too much on it from Danielle Hastings. 22-15 the score. Back to serve is Abby Sorensen with that run and jump serve. 4D now are the Hornets. Her shot floats over, out of bounds. Sorensen, too much on it. Makes it a 22-16. Back to 6-point lead now for the Wildcats as Gilder tries to cut back into it. Services up. Hard shot by Lisa Lockman, covered by the Wildcats. Tompkins gets the battle to the net, partially blocked and batted right back. Tompkins wasn't going to give up on it. She had her first shot blocked, her second one she was there to cover, and will get the point and stretch the lead now, 23-16. Clay Center will send Brianna Bailey to the line. Her shot is going to be covered. Chelsea White will make the push. Molly Ocker hammers it down, but there to cover it was Brianna Bailey. Tompkins now sends it across the court. It's going to be picked up and covered by Lisa Lockman. Here come the Hornets now, loading up. Shot goes too hard, too far from Chelsea White. And it's now a set point for Clay Center. Crowd on their feet. Shot is over. Ocker has a spin off the back of her hands. Wildcats will get the free ball. Sorensen to Boxa. Hard shot at the line, trying to get it go and unable to get it. Danielle Sock was there. The 5'6 sophomore trying to get it. Gilder now. Still set point. Clay Center, match point actually for Clay Center. Tompkins off the block, saved. Tompkins one more time, won't give it away. Hard shot. Molly Ocker was there to put it away for Giltner. She got the Wildcats way out of position, and Giltner is not going to roll over as they're down now 24-18, match point. Hard service from Chelsea White. Boxa sets up Tompkins on the left. Partially blocked. Wildcats get the win. Hornets could not cover. And they'll take the second set, 25-18. The match goes along with it. And Clay Center will remain perfect, at least so far for the night. They'll have one more match coming up later. But coming up here in just a moment, we'll have the Gilder Hornets and the Shipley Longhorns. Across from the net, 25-18, 25-13. Clay Center remains perfect for the night. We'll take a quick break and come right back and reset the stage for our second match of this triangular. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Clay Center. Rob Hobson with you on the Breeze 94.5, KLIQFM.com, and our Breeze High School Volleyball Match of the Week. It's actually a triangular. We've just watched the number one team and the number four team battle it out here in a D2 battle, a classic matchup, and Clay Center making it look pretty easy with a 25-13 win and a 25-18 second set to put the Giltner Hornets away. And we've still got a lot more volleyball coming up. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Sylvan Learning Center, proud sponsors of our postgame show here on The Breeze, and a pretty spectacular performance by the Wildcats. You can see where they pick up that number one ranking in D2. 7 kills by Abby Sorensen with an ace to go along with it. 3 aces by Brittany Vig for Clay Center, and 2 kills by Sierra Tompkin. Tompkin just was a constant battle on the front row on that left side, especially in that last set, as she continued relentlessly to hammer away, even off the block, getting the return from the block and still being able to put it in play and eventually getting the point the majority of the time. And so it was a tenacious effort by Sierra Tompkin on that outside to get Clay Center, as they never trailed in the first set. And then in the second set, boy, Giltner came out hot. They came out on fire. They built up a 5-point lead at one point, and then slowly and steadily, Clay Center battled back. They tied it up at 9 and never looked back from there, as they continued to run away with it under the hot service by Brittany Vake and Vanessa Ponder. Vanessa Ponder rattled off quite a few in a row to get it going for Clay Center. Solid effort over on the Giltner side. Good effort from Lisa Lockman. She ends up with 4 kills, and we'll be seeing Giltner come up here next against Shickley. You get 2 kills in the second set for Molly Ocker. And Molly Ocker got a couple of good breaks there, in that second set, and starting to put things together. And you kind of get the feeling that Giltner's one of those teams that starts off a little bit slow, and perhaps that's why we got this matchup right away. Julie Studnick has been doing this for quite some time for Clay Center, and a solid coach, and plays the game very well from that coaching position. And she has built this team up now to 16-0. Great season so far for the Wildcats in their last year in this gymnasium. So that's what the big difference was. Anna Williams got a good kill for Giltner also, so we'll see her coming up here in the second set. That's your Sylvan Learning Center postgame show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Sylvan Learning Center, proud sponsors of our postgame show, and we'll hear from them in just a little bit, because we've got two more matches to come your way. Our second match coming up, we'll set the stage for that in just a second. It'll be the Giltner Hornets and the Shickley Longhorns, all set, warming up, ready to go. It must be a black night tonight. Everybody deciding to wear black for the occasion on this Clay Center triangular. We will set the stage, get our pregame show started up here for you. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
My daughter Emily always tried her best in school, but her grades didn't always show it. I tried everything I could think of to help, but nothing worked. Then I called Sylvan. The Sylvan instructor made an instant connection with Emily and gave her the personal and expert attention she needed. Sylvan identified the areas Emily needed help with and developed a personalized plan to address them. Thanks to Sylvan, Emily has shown the progress that I was looking for. It shows in her grades and in her confidence at school. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. You'll be glad you did.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Gildner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
There's a new professional carpet cleaner in Gildner. If you need that professional touch in Grand Island, Hastings, or the surrounding areas, call E&E Carpet Cleaning at 402-849-2556 or visit them online at enecarpetcleaning.com.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the second match of our high school volleyball matches of the week at the Clay Center Triangular. Rob Osmond with you from Clay Center, and what a matchup we just watched as Clay Center sets the tone for the evening by handing the Giltner Hornets their third loss on the season. Julie Studnick gets the win for Giltner and improves their record now to 16-0, and a great way to wrap up their tenure at this historic gymnasium for Clay Center. They'll be merging with the Wildcats next. So before we set the stage and get our pregame show going, let me tell you about some things coming up on all of our sister stations here on our Platte River Radio network of high schools, or of high schools, of radio stations. How about that? Coming up, actually going on right now on our sister station, KICS 1550 AM and KXPN 1460 at 6:30. We'll have the pregame show for a college football matchup, Colorado taking on West Virginia on KICS and KXPN 1550 and 1460, our ESPN affiliates. For those of you who are into the college football thing, the Buffaloes and West Virginia going at it at a 6:30 pregame show. Tomorrow, though, we've got a plethora of high school football matchups coming your way. Let me start things off right away with our sister station, KHAS 1230 AM. We'll have our Pigskin preview at 6 o'clock, and that will set the tone for all the games that we've got going on that we'll be keeping track of. Our Pigskin preview coming your way tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Kickoff will commence at 7 o'clock, and it'll be the number 4-ranked Adams Central Patriots taking on Columbus Lakeview. Adams Central, again, ranked number 4 in Class B, a very solid ball club, have the Patriots. So that should be an exciting matchup at Columbus Lakeview. Again, that'll be on our sister station, KHAS, 1230 a.m. kickoff at 7 o'clock. Over on our ESPN KICS station, 1550, it'll be the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals taking on number 1-ranked St. Cecilia Bluehawks, number 1 in C2. Pregame there will be 6:45. Kickoff will be at 7. Blaine Bulis will have the call. And then, of course, right here on the Breeze, we've got a great one. I will be up in Silver Lake one more week in a row. We were there last week for a great matchup between the Mustangs and Kennesaw Blue Devils. And the Mustangs have worked their way up to a number 10 ranking. But they're going to take on a number 3-ranked Axtell, and Axtell is a solid ball club, so that game will be on the Breeze. We'll have a 6:30 pregame show for you right here on 94.5 FM. Kickoff will come your way at 7 o'clock. And then over on our sister stations, we will have Alma at Amherst, another big battle there. Pregame there will be at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. That game will be on KKPR, Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with the call and Tony Davis alongside for Alma at Amherst on KXPN, ESPN 1460. It'll be Kearney Catholic at Southwest. Randy Bushcutter will have the call. Pregame there, 6:30. Kickoff will come your way at 7 o'clock for Kearney Catholic at Southwest. So that's what's going on tomorrow. A lot of high school football, a lot of good action coming your way on our family of radio stations. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will start our second match of the evening with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 FM at KLIQFM.com.
Here's the place to go in Chicley. Dog Smokehouse Cafe. It even sounds delicious. Smokehouse Cafe. Dog Smokehouse Cafe is located in downtown Chicley, serving breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday, opening at 6:30 each morning. Dog's Thursday Night Steak Night returns in November. Dog Smokehouse Cafe proudly supports all the Chicley athletes and teams. Dog Smokehouse Cafe in Chicley, a big little town. And for antiques, collectibles, silk flower arrangements, picture framing, and more, shop at the home place in Chicley.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Clay Center. Rob Osmond with you for our high school volleyball game of the week. Got the triangular from Clay Center. We've just heard Clay Center dispatch the Giltner Hornets and remain perfect on the evening. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet. It's Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries at Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington. We've got just about 11 minutes to go before we're going to get our first serve underway. It'll be the Giltner Hornets taking on the Chicley Longhorns. It'll be our first look at the Chicley Longhorns. So as we commence with our pregame show, our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, the Lady Longhorns have amassed a 6-10 record, and if you think for a second that that is a team that is struggling, to think again, because they started out this season 0-7, seven straight losses to get things started, and they have finally managed to put it together, because in their last nine games they have gone 6-3, and the losses they have received have been to some, and those three losses in the last nine games have been to some pretty staunch teams. Some pretty tough teams as well, all with winning records. So Chicley is starting now to put things together. Dan Sorge is the head coach for the Lady Longhorns, to make their way from Chicley to be here tonight. So Chicley off to a slow start and have steadily put things together in a solid effort under Coach Dan Sorge. Giltner now, we heard from them a little bit earlier, they have fallen out to 13-3, and again, they started out kind of slow. They were started out 3-2, and now have won had won 11 in a row up until meeting Clay Center tonight. Giltner, the number 4 ranked team, at least for the time being, as they work their way through this triangular. Right now, it's Giltner on the court. The Hornets trying to fire things up on the right side. And I always imagine that's the toughest part of a triangular is you've just played. You know, you came out, you warmed up, you got ready, you just played a match, and now you got to warm up again for 20 minutes. So you're theoretically warm already, getting things started, but you don't dare stop moving. You don't dare stop moving around because you've got to get back and get back into action, and you do not want to do that. Once you're warmed up, you want to stay warmed up, but you don't want to exhaust yourself either. And right now, Giltner, the Hornets trying to fire things up, working people in different positions and things like that. That we look for Giltner to kind of mix things up and to work some additional girls into the rotation and try to get things going. That's Kurt Fulk's game plan, if you will. Saw some solid effort all the way around from Giltner. They just had a difficult time once they got it together in that second set. They couldn't keep it as Play Center managed to find the holes and tenaciously battle. But Giltner never gave up, so we look for a solid match here tonight. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down some statistics. We'll get a good look at the Lady Longhorns and find out who's making notes for the Longhorns from Shickley. We've got just over 8 minutes before we're going to get things going here in our second match of the evening. Rob Osmond with you from Clay Center. We'll be right back with more of our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings only. No worries, GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. Kerr Chevrolet, proud sponsors of our pregame show. Right here on The Breeze, we are at Clay Center awaiting the start of our second match of the evening. It'll be the Shickley Lady Longhorns taking on the Giltner Hornets. Longhorns come into the contest with a questionable 6-10 record. We kind of alluded that to begin with. They started off the season 0-7, throw those games out, and they're 6-3 on the year and a pretty solid ball club at that. So the Longhorns have a little bit to prove. Despite a record that they continue to battle. Giltner just dropped only their third set, or their third match, rather, of the year at 13-3, a very solid squad. We got a little bit of preview from Giltner against Clay Center, and now in their second match, you can expect more big things from Lisa Lockman, the 5'7 senior. She could load up on the outside, on the left side, and she could just hammer him down and get some points. Molly Ocker stepped up in the second set. She's the 5'9 senior for the Hornets, and she was doing a fantastic job also for the Hornets, and they were all getting their good sets from Danielle Hastings. Hastings able to put the ball right where she wanted to, and some good defense tried to keep Giltner in and look for that squad to rebound nicely coming up now against a Shickley team that, again, is trying to reestablish himself and redefine themselves as the Shickley Lady Longhorns have worked their way onto the court now as we are just about a little more than 5 minutes away from starting our second set. For the Lady Longhorns under Coach Dan Sorge, Kaylee Yancey is one of their top servers. She has 32 aces on the year, leads the team in a serve. She has 100 kills and 168 digs. So Kaylee Yancey, a pretty solid ball player at 5'8", and only a freshman for Shickley, and that is going to bear fruit down the road. Kaylee Yancey, a solid ball player for the Longhorns. Taylor Houck, rather, 5'11", freshman also starting tonight, and it is senior void roster for Shickley. No seniors on the squad. In fact, you've only got three juniors, and of those three juniors, only two are starters. You've got a trio of, actually a pair of freshmen in the starting lineup. The rest are sophomores, so it's a very young squad for Coach Dan Sorge, and he's got to be pretty happy now the way everything has worked out for Shickley. Caressa Reinst is a 5'8 junior. She's got 71 kills on the year. Taylor Out, by the way, has 75 kills so far, and 27 ace serves to go along with it, and some pretty big blocks from Taylor Houck as well. Caressa Reinst, 71 kills, we mentioned that. Olivia Thomas, not a starter. She's a 5'9 freshman, but she's got 50 kills on the year and 22 blocks. Whitney Walters, setter on the team, 95 assists and 158 digs. So Whitney Walters will be our defensive specialist and will help out with the setting duties for the Longhorns, presumably. McKenna Coy, a 5'4 junior, has 105 assists and 26 ace serves. So it looks like the Longhorns are going to beat you by solid passing and some fantastic serving. And so I'm waiting for, can't wait to see that. Dan Sorge's got himself a lot of a younger squad, but they're certainly putting everything together. So Shickley trying to make things happen. They will face Giltner, who again came into the contest at number four in D2. And this is a another one of those critical D2 matchups. Time running out on Shickley as they have, after tonight, six matches coming up. But they're going to take part in a tournament at York that they could get a few extra steps out of. But they can certainly battle back and turn the season around to a plus 500 record, but they're going to have to get through Giltner to do it, and their schedule doesn't look any too pretty after that as well. Giltner, on the other hand, has a pretty tough schedule as well. Once they finish tonight, they're going to be taking on Donovan Trumbull in a triangular with Heartland as well. And then they've got Shelby, McCool Junction, and Meridian, and then they've got the Crossroads Tournament, and then they host their own four-team one-day tournament in Giltner to wrap up the season. But Giltner solid, definitely looking for a playoff spot, and they will not be able to get look past Shickley to guarantee that. So we are going to take a quick break. We've got 90 seconds before we're going to start our second match of the evening. It'll be the Shickley Lady Longhorns and the Giltner Hornets across from the net to get things started in the second match of our triangular from Clay Center. Rob Osmond with you. We'll be right back with our starting lineups from New Tech Seeds and our second match action coming your way on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.